Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most talked about speakers at the Democratic National Convention this summer was Teresa Heinz Kerry, the wife of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Her role at the convention was to try to get the women's vote. In order to do this, she built her speech around showing compassion for the way women are allegedly restrained from speaking up. She said, and I quote, "My only hope is that one day soon, women who have earned the right to their opinions, instead of being labeled opinionated, will be called smart or well-informed, just as men are. I want to acknowledge and honor the women of this world whose wise voices for much too long have been excluded and discounted. It's time for the world to hear women's voices in full and at last." Close quote. Those were the words of Teresa Heinz Kerry, but I don't understand her complaint. Where are all the women she sympathized with? I don't know any women who are not allowed to speak up. Certainly, I've never had any trouble speaking up. Miss Heinz Kerry was born and grew up in Mozambique, a dictatorship in East Africa. I know that women are badly treated in Africa. In fact, in Africa, the women do most of the work, while the men reserve their energies for occupations that men enjoy, such as hunting, fishing, and fighting. But Miss Heinz Kerry didn't specify where are the women who are excluded and silenced, and the reasonable inference is that she was talking about her adopted country, the United States. The feminist ideology teaches women that they will never get a break in America because they are victims of a patriarchal, male-dominated society. That's a big lie, because American women are the most fortunate class of people who ever lived on the earth. It might be dangerous to have a first lady who knows so little about America that she thinks American women are treated like African women and doesn't realize that the First Amendment applies to women just as much as to men.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says it's easier to get older than it is to get wiser, Gary Brownfield.
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. By the way, tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and we will be here live. So we're going to do a live program tomorrow for our station affiliates. Hey, we'll be there with bells on or something. I don't know. But one of the girls, did you see those little lights that one of our ladies here had on her, on this morning? That's a little different than bells, but anyway, she was all lit up. But anyway, yesterday, and I have a guest today, and we're going to talk about yesterday's program. So before we get into the meat of today's program, I need to bring you up to date on what happened, what we talked about yesterday. It was the wild hog story. There are wild hogs. So I'm going to bring, in case you weren't listening... If you were listening, now would be a good time to go get a cup of coffee. If you weren't, you don't want to miss this. There are wild hogs in Missouri. The Department of Conservation says so. The exact number has not been determined. The Missouri Department of Conservation has determined, though, that they are not wildlife. They're hogs. They're not wildlife. They have been hunted in Missouri, and you can hunt them under with no permit, no limit. These feral hogs cause damage to native vegetation and wildlife, and you're supposed to go out and get rid of them. This is the message that is coming from the Department of Conservation in the state of Missouri. I'll give you a little more information here. It is legal to kill feral hogs on your own property and on public lands where such hunting is allowed. The feral hog is defined as any hog, including Russian and European wild boar, that is not conspicuously identified by ear tags or other forms of identification and is roaming freely upon public or private land without the landowner's permission. If you kill a feral hog on your land or on public land where you have permission to hunt, you are not liable for the loss of the animal if someone claims ownership. And then it names all of these counties, in most of South Missouri, actually, is where in the Ozarks part of South Missouri, is where the hogs are. Feral hogs may be taken in any number throughout the year. During most of the year, no permit is required, and any method, including baiting and the use of dogs, is allowed. Now, what happened here was that the USDA, who heads up the Forest Service, see, much of this country is the Mark Twain National Forest. And the Department of Agriculture sent a gentleman out there to help some of these families trap these hogs. These hogs root, you know, root hog or die. I mean, when they root, they root. They tear stuff up. When we had domestic hogs and we had them turned out in the pasture, we wrung them. We put a ring in their nose so they couldn't root. Well, they could, but it hurt, so they didn't, okay? I mean, that works on people as well as hogs. There's a lot of things that we could, if we'd hurt a little bit more, people wouldn't do some things. But anyway, so the Department of Conservation wants these hogs dead. Now, this family has been trapping hogs, and the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, helped them trap them. They gave them the trap doors, and they showed them how to build the pens and stuff to catch these hogs. We're not talking about tens of thousands of hogs, people. They said the most they ever had at any one time, domestic as well as the wild hogs, were maybe 30 head, and that counted pigs. So, I mean, this is just a fun thing to do, okay? They did not sell the hogs. They would take the hogs when they trapped. They said they weren't ready to butcher. A lot of them weigh 50, 60 pounds. They would bring them home. They put them in about a 5 or 6 acre pasture that was fenced tight for hogs. They could not get out. There was a building there, so when they wanted the hogs, they could coax them into this building and catch them. An old barn, she said. And what they would do with these hogs, they would then, when they got them ready to butcher, you know, they ought to weigh 250 pounds, something like that, they would take them, haul them to the local packing plant, and then give the meat to their friends and neighbors. Okay? In steps the Missouri Department of Conservation. And they set up a sting operation. They came out and they wanted to know if they could buy some of these hogs. Which, there's nothing wrong with selling them. I mean, they're hogs, okay? The Department of Agriculture, or the Department of Conservation already said they are not wildlife. So what would be wrong with selling a hog? So they were going to buy some of these hogs, and then they asked this lady, or this family, if anybody could take them hunting. And these boys said, yeah, they'd take them hunting. They wanted to kill a hog. So they, when they got ready to go hunting, they said to the guys, this is like 21, 22-year-old boy, something like that. He said, where's your gun? He said, I'm not going to take a gun. He said, you're going to shoot the hog. I'm not going to shoot the hog. Well, take your dogs. And they insisted that he wasn't even going to take the dogs. But they insisted that they take the dogs. Now, let's move on for a few days when, and get this, this is a thing that just upsets you to no end. This was a sting operation. These people were entrapped, all right? In comes 9 automobiles. I say automobiles. Some of them might have been green pickup trucks with little raccoons looking through a diamond on the side of the door. I don't know what they were. But anyway, 9 vehicles showed up, and they were ticketed. The parents got a ticket for having no livestock dealer's license, which says no way needed. Number two, the parents would not tell who they gave the hogs to. Like, that made any difference. So they got a ticket for not cooperating or something, but they wouldn't tell where the hogs went. Okay? The sons were ticketed for no large game permit. Well, they've already said, and I'm looking at the Department of Conservation's information here, hogs are not wildlife. So why would you need a game permit? They had no guide license. They had no hunting license, but the boys weren't hunting. And they had no fur bearer's license, like a hog has fur, okay? All right, so much for that. Now, we're going to take a break. I think we're going to take a break. Music. Yeah, there's music. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, John Robb is going to be with us, and we're going to go into a little more detail. John has some good ideas as to why this sting operation was carried out. I talked to him yesterday. He called me. I said, John, why didn't I think of that? It's obvious as to why they're treating this family like this. Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4832. 1833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177, or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
And we have returned, visiting today with John Robb. John is a farmer from Illinois. He has had a lot of experience working with bureaucratic organizations. And John, when you called me yesterday, you said, "Hey, I see what's going on here. They want to be able to control honey." You know, one of the last things that Kathy told us yesterday is she says, I kidded her. I said, "If I'd come down, would you take me out and kill a hog?" And she says, "I don't know." She said, "I don't think we're going to mess with these hogs anymore. We just hope they root up their whole forest." Well, that is what's going to happen. And John, kind of tell our listeners what you said yesterday to me.
Well, you know, we're getting mixed signals sent out to the public here about the control of these hogs by, you know, four different agencies, the Forest Service, Conservation Department, and the DNR, and the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Even the Department of Agriculture got involved in this, the Missouri Department.
Yes, they did. So that's five agencies are involved, and you know, one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. Apparently, there's a lot of damage being caused. We all know what hogs can do in the forest or in pasture land and so on, long streams and all that. They can wreak a lot of havoc. And so Forest Service very likely wanting these things out of there, and a lot of private landowners are, and that's a good thing. And like you said, hunting, you know, it's a lot of fun. When I was a young man, we used to hunt these things, and you can run them with dogs, and it's quite exciting.
And you were from that country originally.
Pardon?
I say you were from that part of the country originally.
Yeah, I'm from down in Ripley County. I was raised in Ripley County along the Current River, and so, you know, there's an open range in that area, like there wasn't a lot of, basically all the national forest areas were open range for up until late 50s, early 60s, and people just let their stock run out, and they'd round them up, and so on, and there's a lot of domestic, and then they've introduced some of these exotic hogs running loose, and so the question I guess I had was, are we all of a sudden here after announcing we want help, I'm talking about the state agencies controlling these hogs, why all of a sudden are they now falling down on these people and issuing them 10 tickets?
Six tickets, I believe, but that's close enough.
Pardon?
I say it's six tickets, I think, but that's close enough.
Well, there was two to Kathy Dalton.
Okay, if you go back to, they did issue 10 tickets.
And there was four to each of the
right, you're right,
of the young
right.
men, so there was 10 tickets
right.
here. which could get pretty expensive, and they've already hired an attorney to defend them, because you really don't know. These agencies, when they get started on you, there's no telling where they'll go or what'll happen to you, and so it's pretty expensive for them. So why are these folks doing this? Because they surely knew that there'd be some publicity over this, unless we just got some renegades within the agencies that's running loose, and I don't think that would be the case because there's too many of them. So then what is their motive? And it seems to me pretty obvious that, you know, there's a lot of revenue comes into these agencies, and, of course, they all got real big budgets, and they got too many personnel, and they got a huge budget problem all the time, every year, trying to get discretionary funding to fund their agency. So it's another way of raising. I believe it's another way. They want to control this and charge for the hunting and the guiding and so forth, and just another way to raise money to run their budgets.
And to control the people that are out there. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting now with John Robb, who has been very successful in working with these bureaucratic organizations and helping them to get their budgets cut in the years past. John, let's go back to the sting operation again. If they can, and I remember one of the last things Kathy said, she says nobody around here is going to fool killing their hogs for them anymore. We'll just let them root. It's quite obvious that what you say is probably true, that the Department of Conservation, DNR, Federal Forest Service people, want to control the hunters. In other words, hey, they're going out there, they're having fun, and they're just doing it so because it's a fun thing to do, and they get a few hams and some sides of bacon out of the deal. What the bureaucratic departments want to do is control those hunts so they can license the hunters, they can license the outfitters, and they can get some more money coming into their departments.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, Derry, and I guess I don't have a problem with that if we all know what the rules are and we don't get caught in a situation like the Daltons did. And I think, you know, what some of the couple of things we need to do here might get these people to back off. First of all, I remember a case up in northeast Missouri where a guy did some levee work on his own private levee using his own dirt, his own equipment, and he came. They brought a violation against him for violating the wetland laws and so on, and they were actually going to take his farm away from him. And it got to the point where they brought Senator Bond out. Actually went out to the site, and they figured out that what they were saying was aquatic vegetation, which proved this guy had gotten this dirt out of a wetland area, was actually a milo stubble, where he'd gotten it off his own farm field, and Senator Bond got that whole thing turned around and stopped. Otherwise, this guy would have lost his farm. So if I was, you know, the Fish and Wildlife Service here, that's a national agency, and I think the Daltons need to get the two senators in the state of Missouri and their U.S. congressmen involved, and everybody else in the state of Missouri that listen to your show, and I know there's a lot of people from Missouri do, they need to contact their state legislature and talk to them about what's happened here and what's going on with these feral hogs and what's happened to these people down here in Douglas County and see if we can't get an examination of what all these people are doing. I mean, well, you know, a couple of questions I got, not only is the budget, where are they spending all of our tax dollars, but what actually does, you know, 9 vehicles come out here, come roaring up to these people's house? I mean, what does one of these agencies, what does one of these individuals do all day? You know, when I was a kid, we had one game warden in our entire county. We had about 3 Forest Service guys. We didn't have anybody from the DNR. We didn't have anybody from the Department of Conservation. And now we've got all these people. The question is, what do they actually do? What does their day of work consist of? And what function are they performing that's of value to the public that's paying the taxes, that's paying their payroll? What are they doing for us?
How would you get an audit?
Well, it just has to be by we have to get enough public opinion raised across the country so that, you know, President Bush here has promised to look at discretionary spending in the budget. You know, people have accused him. He hadn't vetoed a single spending bill during his first 4 years, and now he's saying he's going to look at this discretionary spending. Well, discretionary spending is actually a less than a third of the budget. Everything else is entitlements, like the interest on the budget or the national debt, defense, Social Security, and a bunch of other entitlements things. So there's a very small amount of money, really, that they can it's called discretionary spending, that they can control the budget on. So when they look at these different agencies, they look very closely. Back in 1994, when the Congress, Republicans won control of the Congress, in 95, I testified before the Water Resources Committee and Appropriations Committee, and I brought that to their attention about an environmental management program on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois River. Their budget was about 19 to 21 million a year at that time, and I brought to the attention of the committee that, you know, what they're doing out there is building mud puddles and duck ponds and so forth. And I said, look, you know, we've already got more water along the Mississippi River and these sloughs and backwaters, and we've got ducks to set on them. I mean, there's a lot of these things these folks are doing, and we don't really need them to do. What they're really doing is, in a lot of cases, harassing private landowners and hindering the economy and so forth. And so they looked at that, and they actually cut the budget down to 13 million.
From 20-something million?
From 20 to 21 million.
See, and you could have cut it out, and it wouldn't have made any difference.
It really didn't. And I suspect that within Jim Beers, retired fish and wildlife biologist, was on your program. I heard him here not long ago, and he's talking about how the Fish and Wildlife Service has changed since he went to work for them in the late 60s. It's not filled up with professionals now, biologists, the Forest Service, foresters. It's filled up with politicians and environmentalists with an agenda, and they got this equal opportunity program now where they have to have ethnic groups, and they have to have so many females and males, and it's these ratios, and they look at that as much as they look at their actual professional credentials. And we got a lot of people working for these agencies that really don't have the expertise to manage our resources. And so I just think we need to bring that to attention to our government officials and have them to look, have an audit, look in to see what these folks are doing.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are more than welcome.
Amen.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Heating costs continue to rise and winter's a-coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from four different sizes and three different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328, or go to www.burnsbest.com. AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, the problem with the gene pool is that there's no lifeguard. Derry Brownfield.
And we're back visiting today with John Robb. We're still kind of excited. And, you know, John, it's a shame that we laugh about this because it's more serious, but it's so stupid, it's kind of funny. The first time that Kathy called me just out of a blue sky, I didn't know anything about this, and I sat there and I said, Kathy, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you. I said, I can't believe this has taken place. Now, you mentioned a while ago, what do these people do? I'm talking about the DNR people, the Department of Conservation people, the Department of Agriculture people. We can go on and on and on, the Forest Service. What do these people do all day? Well, you know, I had a story just the other day, John, about a fellow that had a traffic ticket or some minor thing. It didn't amount to much, but he had a court date. And he arrived at the courthouse at 10 o'clock. There were supposed to be three judges in the courthouse at 10 a.m., and there was none. And he waited a long time before a judge came in. And then he thought, well, wonder what time they leave if they don't get, you know, they must put in a lot of hours after late in the evening. So he watched. He stayed there, and they all were gone early in the afternoon. And he actually videoed this one lady who was a judge shopping like at some fancy, I don't know, Dillard's or someplace like that. Like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So he put a group together, And they just followed these judges, unbeknownst to the judges. And they found out that they were putting in 4 and 5 hour days at the most. Some of them didn't spend that much time. And I don't remember how the thing turned out, but they got the thing straightened out. And I think several of those judges were dismissed or moved or something over the deal.
Well, yes, you know, an examination is always good, you know, and it always makes everybody nervous because you find out a lot of things that you didn't know, and you find out that folks aren't doing what they seem to be and so on. So, you know, we've just had an examination under fire of our intelligence agencies, and it's become obvious very quickly that we needed to do something about consolidation and looking into what exactly all these folks were doing. And so here we've got basically all these states have 4 agencies that are, or 5, you throw in the BLM, that are managing these natural resources and wildlife and so on. And we just need to find out, maybe we need some consolidation. You know, we've had consolidation through the private sector in a lot of cases. It's really been helpful. I don't believe there's ever been. All we've had in the last, since since EPA was founded in the early 70s, we've had just an expansion of these type of agencies. And surely we have a tremendous amount of duplication, a lot of people that really don't have gainful things to do during the day, and therefore, you know, idle hands become mischief, you know, sometimes. And I think that's what's happened here.
You think, hey, let's just have some fun down there. I think you're right. I think there is method behind the madness. I don't think this was just idle hands. Let's just go down there and scare heck out of this Dalton family. I think they've got a point they want to make, and you're right. They want control over those who hunts those hogs, so it'll bring in. See, up in I believe it's South Dakota or Montana, I can't remember. A good friend of mine though lives in South Dakota, and he paid a bunch of money to go out and shoot a buffalo. He said, it wasn't anything exciting to do, but he said, I just wanted its head to put in. He has a beautiful, great, big office there made out of pine, it's a log building. And he said, I just thought that buffalo head would look good in there. And he said, I paid a bunch of money to go out and shoot a buffalo. Well, there's a lot of people. Now, those locals down there wouldn't pay any $100 to go kill a hog. I mean, why would you when you can go buy pork chops, or not pork chops, but you can buy a hog for, what, 40, 50 cents a pound or less, something like that. But, hey, there's people in town that would come out and pay a bunch of money. I have a story here today. I'm not going to get into it now, but a lady just paid, believe this, $50,000 to have her cat cloned. And they got a little kitty cat cloned from her dead cat. And when it yawns, it has the same 2 little specks in the roof of its mouth. $50,000 to pay for a cat. So what would somebody give to come down there and kill a hog? And hey, you know, the state of Missouri needs that money.
Well, yeah, I think, we used to hunt those when we were kids in open range. We were going to high school. And, dog hunt with hogs is a lot of fun. We used to hunt deer with dogs, and that's a lot more exciting than sitting out on a stand all day. So it's kind of exciting, and there would be people who would pay to do that if they get the rules straightened out. To what I was talking about a while ago about mischief these guys are getting into, I don't mean that they were just thought up something to go harass somebody, but they've got too many things to sit around and plan and think of things to do because they really don't have anything legitimate to do. And they wind up harassing the hunters, the fishermen, and the property owners, and the economy, and are hindrance to the economy, and so on. So I think that's why across the country, we need to raise this issue and begin to talk to our state legislators and our congressmen and our senators about what are these folks doing. And I believe what that'll do, that'll get these folks' budgets cut. That'll show them that if they do these things out of which are, outside of reason, like they've done to the Daltons, they'll think about it before they start acting erratically like they have here in this case.
All right, but let's realize, now, in most states, you're right. In most states, you can cut their budget and you can shut their water off. In the state of Missouri, the dumb, stupid, ignorant Missouri voters back some 20, 30 years ago, whenever it was, voted a 1/8 cent sales tax. So our Department of Conservation, they don't owe any allegiance to anybody. They're going to get 1/8 cent of every penny spent in this state of Missouri, and it goes to them. And, hey, they're the richest organization in the world.
Well, that's true for the Department of Conservation, but it's not the DNR and the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Forest Service.
Well, maybe we could throw all of those duties, just eliminate the Forest Service and the Department of Natural Resources, and just throw that over on the Department of Conservation. Let they got the money, honey. Let them do the work.
Well, that's true. And I think we need to get guys like Jim Beers involved and others across the country that may be listening, or Jim knows, or others that are listening knows. Let's get our heads together here and talk about this. Maybe call a meeting down here in Douglas County. And first of all, and get these tickets pulled that they've given these people, and begin to talk about a strategy to bring this before the Congress, while the Congress is in the mode of examining this discretionary spending and get some of this funding cut, so we can get some of this personnel. We need a layoff. What we need, a consolidation and a layoff of a bunch of personnel that really don't have anything to do all day.
You know, I've mentioned this time and time again on this show, but it's been probably, several years ago. Maybe time flies fast, doesn't it, whether we're having fun or not. It may have been 10, 12 years ago. But we were in financial difficulties, to put it very mildly, here with this corporation. And we all bit the bullet. We had to let some good people go. It was a sad day in Mudville, let me tell you, when they were good people. And we said, hey, we've got to let you go. We can't afford it. If we're going to stay in business, and then those of us that stayed, we took a big salary cut, we can do the same thing. You could walk through those halls within the state departments and the government agencies, and you could eliminate probably 1 out of 3 or maybe more than that, and you'd never miss them.
Well, consolidation in the private sector has done that, and so I think it's probably workable. But, you know, here's another thing. It's not just private landowners here that are being harassed. It's hunters and fishermen. Like, for instance, I was talking to one of my family here just this morning, and one of our lakes down in southern Missouri, you know, they're going to reduce the limit on crappies. Well, they just, there's not a limit at the present time, and they just had a real successful fishing trip. And so the question is, all of a sudden, why do these folks want to reduce these limits? And who is making these decisions? Do we actually have a biologist that really know what they're talking about that's making these decisions? Or is this these decisions made for some political agenda of some kind? That's the kind of things we need. It's not only the budgets, but do we have the expertise in these agencies that we really need? And is it spread out so much, like in the intelligence community, that it's really not effective? Do we need better management? Jim Beers has said on your program that the managers now in these agencies are not professionals. They're political hacks and environmentalists with an agenda.
And, you know, you mentioned the limits on fish. I know a little bit about raising fish. I grew up, my granddad raised goldfish. I've raised goldfish. I've raised a koi. And we have several lakes on the property, and we do our own thing. I'd never go to the conservation department for any help. But I know that you can take 2 fish, and in a few years, you can have so many fish, you don't know what to do with them. And they go about these fish kills. Oh, so many 100,000 fish got killed. They'll be right back in a year or two. Just leave them alone.
Well, the other thing is, too, the hatchery program. You know, the salmon, that's where it's amazing. And the sturgeon on the Missouri River system.
Yeah, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years.
also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, is more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
And we have returned. You know, John, I had a story here, and I used it yesterday, but where some of these individual people are actually suing the Forest Service employees under the RICO Act. Now, I don't know how far they're going to get with that, but you know, if that is good, if they can accomplish something there, hey, that's going to turn this whole thing around, because always before, people sued the department, you know, the Department of Conservation, the Department of, or the Forest Service. Here, if they can sue old Johnny, what's his name, that comes out here on your property, if you can sue him individually under the RICO Act, wouldn't that make a big difference?
Well, I think that is really, in fact, I had a note here to bring that up during our discussion today, because I heard that yesterday. I think that is a very good method, along with examination of the personnel, what they're doing, and their budgets. So this RICO Act could be very good. Like, for instance, with the Daltons, these folks that's done this and kind of led these folks and trapped them, it sounds to me like, that's going to cost the Dalton family some money. I mean, they had to hire an attorney, and it's according to how far these they want to press this, but this could cost them quite a bit of money. And if they can bring an action against the individuals within these agencies that actually did this and make them pay their cost and some punitive damages, that would dehorn them in a hurry.
Let's go to the telephones. Joel in Missouri. Hi, Joel. You're on the air.
Oh, Derry.
You betcha.
Normally, I don't agree with or disagree with you, but I sure do today.
Uh-oh. What, are you a hog lover?
Pardon me?
I'd say you think we mistreated the hogs.
Oh, no. I like the hogs.
Oh, okay.
In the frying pan.
Good.
But the running down the Department of Conservation with the 1/8 of 1%, I support that, and I think we got the best conservation department in the world.
Well, we should have.
Well.
We've got the richest one, that's for sure.
Well, and the other thing was you're saying that the Missouri people are stupid for voting for it. And I don't consider myself stupid because I supported it.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't want to call you stupid or anything, but I did not vote for it.
Well, you did call me stupid because I voted for it.
No, I'll tell you what. You see, the thing of it is they're not under control by the Congress, and this is what the whole thing should be. And besides that, it was not just a law that passed. It was a constitutional amendment. That is in the Missouri State Constitution. I mean, that's hard to get rid of.
That's right.
And I think it was a terrible mistake.
No.
But you're probably not stupid on everything. You're just a little bit uneducated about something.
Yeah, I know that thing back by almost every word in it.
Okay. So, I'll bet you belong to the National Wildlife Federation.
As a affiliate member.
Okay. I had you paid. Hey, thanks for the call. Keep
all
up
right.
The good work. Let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
We're in the home stretch here. Let's take another call or two if we have time. And I think we do. Let's go to Ronnie in Missouri. Hi, Ronnie. You're on the air.
Yeah. We just wanted to make a comment on that last feller. I don't think he's ever had the conservation department come out and tell him what he could do and what he couldn't do on his own property.
You have?
Well, yes, I have. Yeah, we mine a little creek gravel out here, and they're definitely involved in everything we do.
Yeah. Not only the Department of Conservation, but you also have to deal with, half a dozen other organizations.
Well, the DNR, basically, but the Conservation Department is getting to where that they're going to be controlling that. They'll write the rules probably for the DNR like they did for the Corps of Engineers a few years ago.
Yeah, you see, like the other caller that we had that voted for this 1/8 of a cent, those people... You know, I don't know, but if he's part of the National Wildlife Federation, if he's involved with them, you know where they're coming from.
Right.
So he's going to get special treatment anyway, unless he's just a real renegade. You know what I mean?
I sure do.
Anyway, hey, appreciate the call. Let's go to Wendell in Illinois very quickly. Wendell, hi, you're on the air.
Well, they don't want them to do anything. They want them to learn that they're economic slaves, so they just keep them pushing pencils and filling out forms. And
oh, now, who's they now? Let's go back to they.
Well, the uppity mucks, the heads of the...
The head bureaucrats.
Yeah, the big bureaucrats. They just want the government employees to realize they're slaves. They're economic slaves. So they'll do what they're told, even if it's against their conscience, eventually, because they've become enslaved.
You know, I don't know how you can hold a job like that. I've never had a job where I ever did anything that was against my conscience. You know, I'd have to quit. I just couldn't do it.
Derry, can I say something?
Yeah, very quickly. Yeah, sure, John.
You know, don't let people get me wrong here. We're not saying abolish the DNR, the Conservation Department, or the Fish and Wildlife Service. They've done great things. The Forest Service. We need our resources managed. We just think they're being overmanaged, so that they're becoming a burden to people. Like this man's talking about gravel. You know, the current river is filling up with rock, gravel. We used to have a big gravel pit there at Donovan. It's all filled up. Now, it's a beautiful lake there below the highway and below 160 there at the bridge, and they took gravel out of there, and we used it on the roads all over the county, and now that thing is completely filled, and what it does, it's backing the rock, the gravel, up the stream, up the river, so now it's filling up the river, too. So, you know, I mean, there's just over-management, and we've just gone too far in a lot of areas. We just need to review and see what they're doing and help them get themselves back under control and reduce some of the extra people they got in their budget to save a few tax dollars.
Yeah, and you said how good the Forest Service people were back when you were growing up.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, there's a huge resource out there. I mean, some of these counties, the primary resource they have is the National Forest, and the timber's taken off of it or a little mining or whatever, and that's completely been shut down. And so, you know, I mean, we just need a review, you know. The Bush administration has just issued some new rules for the Forest Service, and they're saying they're going to use more science for reviewing management plans for the forest. And more science means actual foresters, not politicians, but foresters. And in the fish and wildlife area, sure, that'd be biologists that actually get out here and know for sure when we cut limits on the hunting or increase limits on hunting. We really are doing that based on science and biology and forestry and so on. And, you know, just like introducing mountain lions and wolves and bears. Why do we need all that stuff? When I was a kid, we'd go hunt anywhere, and we weren't afraid at all. Now, I would not let my grandson go out and hunt in the woods by himself.
You know, you mentioned what the foresters used to do. Oh, I'm out of time. I was going to tell you about tree stand improvement. I took a course in forestry once upon a time back when I was a college kid. And learned about, you know, and how to improve your timber stand, et cetera. And you see what's happening to our timber today. And, I mean, it's just, you know, it makes you sick to see all that good lumber just going to waste. But, John, we're out of time. Thanks for helping me out today. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.